Hello. Okay.
All right. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Janet Lynn, who is going to talk about Farnham Tavern, the Pony Club, Janet Axelby, and the being Republican Deputy and Registrar of Voters. Today's date is April 24th, 2024. We are doing Oral History 429. What is your full name?
Janet Lynn.
Oh, come on. What's your maiden name?
H. Hoge. H-O-A-G-E.
What is your birth date?
November 22nd, 1941.
Where were you born?
Sharon Hospital.
Your parents' names?
Edith Hoge and Norman Hoge.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, one.
And?
That would be Larry or Lawrence
Hoge. With a W.
L-A-W, yes.
How did you get to meet the Duffys who owned Farnham Tavern?
I think I met them when my father and I were selling fireworks, which the VFW used to do, outside what used to be Lakeville Food Center.
Ah.
And they came down, of course.
Was it a 4th of July celebration?
Yeah, it was for 4th of July.
Okay. And they made conversation with you and your dad? You were about how old?
I'm not sure, because you said they bought it in 53. I was in grade school. I can
yeah, so
tell
should we say
that.
Maybe 4th, 5th grade, something like that?
4th, 5th, 6th, somewhere
okay.
Around that.
So you'd be 9, 10, 11, in that age range. What did you actually do?
I cleaned their apartment. I did their ironing. I did my homework when I was done that, and washed pots and pans in the kitchen at night. And I did that a couple of days a week for about a year, probably till summer came.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember anyone else who worked there?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I was the only kid.
Well, yeah, sure.
The rest were all adults.
But I wondered if you remembered who the cook was.
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Now, you were interested in Pony Club.
I was in Pony Club.
Tell me about Pony Club.
Oh, I was one of the first members when Lucy Drummond started it.
And where was Lucy Drummond's stables?
Under Mountain Road in Salisbury.
Where Linda Bushnell used to be?
Used to.
Okay.
No, it was up further. It's where Early Madsen is his name.
Okay.
They put in a big barn, an outdoor ring, and everything. Isn't it Madsen?
I think so.
He's with the Madsen Shipping Lines, I believe. Yes.
And what did you have to do in Pony Club?
I was just a member.
But, I mean, did you have to learn about tack?
We had to do everything. We had to clean the stalls and clean the horses and clean the equipment. Lucy Drummond taught us everything there was to learn about a horse and caring for it.
And caring for it. So you had to know what it would eat and if you had symptoms of illness, how to take care of that sort of stuff.
And how to take care of their feet and all that, all of it.
Did you have book learning as well, or was it all practical?
We had a little Pony Club book, which the Pony Club of the America put out,
mm-hmm.
which we had. And there were a couple. One was on fox hunting, and one was on the care of the horse, and I wish I had those.
Now, who was Pete Miner?
Pete Miner owned the other stable up on Route 112.
Mm-hmm.
She had no affiliation with Pony Club.
But her name wasn't Pete, was it?
No, it wasn't. But we only knew her as Pete Miner.
Well, it took me years to figure out it. She was a woman.
Yes.
And it was George Miner that was her husband, right?
I believe so, yep. Yes.
Was that, which one was Holly Hill Stables?
Holly Hill was Lucy Drummond.
That's what I thought,
okay.
Road.
Yes.
Now, you wouldn't have known Chip Hines, would you?
Oh, certainly.
Okay, because he did an oral with
Chip
me on...
Chip and I were in school together.
Oh, okay. All right.
And his father used to be
with
on
the,
Wells
the
Hill
vet.
Road,
yep.
Was a veterinarian.
Yep, he was the vet.
Those three little houses are still there. They lived in one, and one was his veterinary practice.
Okay. The Belchers did something very nice for you.
Oh, they always did. They took very good care of me. When the horse shows came up, because my parents couldn't afford it, they would tell me, you come, and Ollie Faruski was involved in that as well. They would say, you come up with your riding clothes on for the horse show, and you can ride our horses. We've paid the entries.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, it was wonderful. The Belchers are really nice people. Did you know the older Belchers? You must have known the older. Did you know the older Belchers?
Not the older ones, no, but I worked for Sarah.
Okay.
And I interviewed Ward.
Okay.
So I've got that taken care of. Now, you brought me an article that Jeanette Axelby wrote about the March of Dimes. Would you tell a little bit about Janet herself and then tell a story?
Well, Jeanette.
She
was a single lady, and she taught probably every kid in the town of Lakeville and Salisbury how to swim. But she, as a child, had had polio and walked with a terrible limp. And because of that, she was head here of the March of Dimes. Mm-hmm. And my parents, having the first TV in town, invited my whole class to come and watch the Mickey Mouse Club and donate some money toward the March of Dimes. And of course, my mother made tons of cookies. And
sure, everybody likes cookies.
Everybody came for cookies. And we gave that money to Jeanette, which she was very grateful for. And it was very successful.
Well, it would be.
Yep.
It would be. And that's such a wonderful organization.
It is.
Didn't she used to swim across the lake?
Oh, yes.
That's what I thought.
I did, too. Most of us that she taught swam across this lake over to Hotchkiss.
How far is that? Half mile?
Oh, it's another mile. It's at least a mile.
Oh, probably. Okay.
It was a long swim. They had rowboats on either side.
Yeah, to make sure that, yeah.
In case we couldn't quite make it.
I had done Rinlander, who now teaches swimming. Rhonda Rinlander teaches swimming at the Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were deputy?
I was deputy registrar.
Of voters.
And of voters. Betty Angus was the registrar.
Angus who?
Betty Angus.
Betty, okay.
Did you know Betty?
No.
No, you said you didn't know Betty. Yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah, she was local.
Who was the Democratic at that point? Was it Margie Vale, or did she come later?
No, Margie was later.
Okay, just a thought. Was your term of office 2 years?
Oh, no, you get elected every year. Every year.
Elected.
You're elected. It's an elected position. You're on the ballot. The deputy is appointed by the registrar.
Ah, okay. You served as registrar from May of 2008 to November of 2016. Do you remember all of your deputies, or did you only have one deputy?
No, I had a couple of deputies. Heather, Brian's wife.
Oh, Bartram.
Bartram. Heather was one of them. And I had another one, I've forgotten who it was, but it was somebody that left the area.
And did you have Maureen Dell?
Maureen was my deputy.
And she became registrar.
Well, yes, I put her, recommended her.
I did her, she was great fun. They're all great fun.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything that you'd like to add to this interview before we close?
What was I talking to? I don't think so.
All right.
Right at this time.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.